Gatkwoth Matai, who heads a family of six living in an IDP camp in Bentiu, says he first escaped to the United Nations Protection of Civilians site in Juba in December 2013 when the conflict first broke out. Matai says he has not moved his family out of Bentiu camp due to fears of insecurity. He says his village is still not safe. The 39-year-old says he and others living at the camp don't believe the parties will fully implement the peace agreement, especially when it comes to security arrangements.
The security should be stable. So when you go back, you will not be intimidated on the road or even in the houses when at the village where you are staying, and also those who are the cattle raiders, the looters who are looting people on the road should stop. But up to now, the cattle raiders are still busy. The soldiers are not were not unified, so. The soldiers of IO are still IO, the soldiers of IG are still IG, because the unified force are not operating as one army. So it's still that's why if you go back, then you can fall into a problem that you are not intended to do. So instead of risking your life, it is better you stay in the IDP camp.
Matai wants the parties to visit the camps and reassure the IDPs that the peace deal is being implemented. 34-year-old Jacob Manyon Malual, another IDP who heads a family of 10 also living in the Bentiu camp, has similar concerns.
You know, at day you can be allowed to move freely. Yeah, but at night you can be sick out. Which side are you during the crisis? Were you in IO supporter or civilian of IO? Then you sick out if you tend to, because even some of us try to relocate themselves back to their houses in Bentiu town. But the life was also very difficult, because one of the factors is that the people that were in the IG, they knew themselves. And they know when you are not from them, you tend to be isolated.
Malual says despite facing a lack of food, shelter and healthy services at the camp, his family is better off there than trying to survive outside the camp. He says his family escaped to the camp when the fighting erupted in 2013. Malual says he and other IDPs are ready to return to their villages and lead an independent and free life, but they need security and stability.
The security arrangement, we see IO is controlling some areas, the government is controlling some areas, so another party. So we are sometimes caught in the middle. What if, the question is, what if they fight again? Where will you be?
Bol Deng is an activist and executive director of Intrepid South Sudan, a local rights organization. He says a lack of political will and a personal interest of the parties hampered the implementation of the peace deal. He also says a lack of law and order exists in several parts of South Sudan.
The rampant insecurity, has remained there. There are some violations of human rights and abuses of these rights have also continued. The intercommunal violences, have continued. Civilians killing themselves and all of that. There's no law and order in some, in some places. Police not managing to maintain law and order. So this is a grave concern to common people on the ground.
Efforts to reach Information Minister Michael Makwe for comment were unsuccessful. But in a recent interview with this program, Makwe blamed others for problems with implementing certain parts of the peace deal.
These are some of the provisions of the agreement on which we were not in agreement but were imposed on us.
In its statement, RGMEC said, quote, "Instability in the states detracts from gains made in peace building," end of quote. The body reminded the unity government that the preamble of the revitalized peace agreement demands laying the foundation for a united, peaceful and prosperous society based on justice, equality, respect for human rights and the rule of law. For VOA News, I'm Mwaki Simon Wudu in Juba.